Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is a championship Saturday in New York City. And this is a victory for St. John's. As St. John's won the outright regular season title, they're the Big East tournament winner. You know who your Big East champions are. St. John's defeats Creighton 82-66 in the title game.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mink, from Lapchick and Mully, Walt DeBerry, Mark Jackson, Malik Sealy, Ron, and of course the great Lou Carter II, all the diehards, hey, paint the town red, baby. The Johnnies are back, and the ride is just getting going. What a night.
Well, what a season it's been, BT. How much fun did you have? I know we were texting a little bit Friday night and then Saturday. How much fun was it for you during this Big East tournament?
I was just making sure. I'm like, don't step on Mink's call. Don't be that guy. Oh! You know, like when somebody's trying to make a final call. Let Mink do his thing. Have fun. And I laid out an extra beat because you know I was rare to jump in there. I'm like, maybe make sure he's done. It was awesome, man. I mean, so for me, maybe the most enjoyable part of the night, because you see where we broadcast, right?
Yeah,
and this is a first world problem. It's not a complaint.
Which is why I wasn't going up there.
Yeah, no, it's way too high, way too high. But anyway, I wanted to make sure I got down to the court. So to get to the court, I've got to go through multiple concourses.
Like after the broadcast was over, you're saying?
After the broadcast was over, I've got to go through multiple concourses, a couple of escalators, weave my way through the media room, make my way down the stairwell, and get onto the court. And as I'm going down there, and I was actually really looking forward to this walk, it was just a sea of red, you know, like high-fiving, you know, pictures.
Right,
it was just,
right.
I was so happy for people. It was really, really, it was just a special night. I'm so happy for St. John's. The place was wild, dude.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
It was wild.
Friday night, I felt the same thing. I wish I could have went Saturday. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it. Now, do you think, I mentioned this last night on Sports Night, actually, on SNY, because we're talking about St. John's, of course, getting ready for the week. Do you think, because of that, like, St. John's been on such a run here at home. We know how dominant they've been. Obviously, the Big East tournament weren't all home games, but it's at their home, and it's predominant St. John's crowd. I know it's Providence, which is local, and St. John's fans will travel well, but do you think that there's going to be, the way that this team plays, meaning that defense, that intensity, that energy, I feel like they're feeding off the crowd and at home. You think there's any, I hate to use the term letdown, but less of an uptick being in a neutral site?
I don't, because think about the way they won the games prior to the Big East tournament, where you know they were out at Marquette and they had, you know, on Senior Day where the Milwaukee Bucks play Pfizer Arena, Pfizer Forum, whatever it's called, and that was on the road, so they didn't have the home crowd propelling them. I know what you mean, but you listen, sometimes you do get some of these first and second round games. It could be fairly antiseptic, especially if it's early in the day, like those 12-18 tips or 12-37 tips where these buildings might not necessarily be sold out. I mean, the tickets will be sold, but everybody might not be in the house. I actually think it's the opposite. I think that St. John's has become such a, forget about locally, where they've just basically dominated the back page of every paper now for the last couple of weeks. I think that they're going to be in games, and I think that the fans who don't have a dog in the fight that are in these different venues starting in Providence and hopefully beyond, I think they're going to gravitate to St. John's style and try to lift them up a little bit.
I could see that. I just, man, the energy in the Garden.
Yeah,
I know. You could feel it and you could see the team. Know. And then when they start going on one of those runs, the party's over.
Wait,
dude.
Said, party is over. What happened is, you know, once UConn lost, UConn fans are so savvy with the tickets because they're used to going to, you know, championship, Saturday night, Big East tournament, you know, deep runs, back-to-back national titles. UConn fans know how to get their hands on tickets no matter how, right? So once they lost the semi, I mean, they just dumped them on the secondary market. And St. John's fans, I figured it might be 70-30, maybe 75-25. It was 95 or 90%, 10%, 90% red.
And what did
because Creighton's out in Omaha, so they're not coming in for one night.
What did you feel Friday? Because in the beginning, now I know Marquette started out very well, but I happened to be sitting, I guess, where the media seats were. It was the Marquette section, so maybe it was just louder.
By the band?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. It was baseline, but not the it was the student section, I think, from Marquette.
I got you.
Right,
I know where you were, yep.
So early on, I was like, man, this is more balanced than I thought. Mm-hmm. But I think that was just a combination of where I was sitting plus Marquette playing well to start, because once the Johnnies turned it on, dude,
I know.
It was incredible how deafening that place was.
They're easy to love, man. It's really, again, I've said it a million times, the diehards welcome, you know, really, you deserve this. But the new fans that are jumping in, it's been a show. I mean, and it's led by an A-lister. Like, if this was Hollywood, Rick Pitino's an A-lister, man. Yeah. He's an A-lister, and he's the face of the program. Not that it wouldn't be enjoyable if it was still Mike Anderson or Lavin. It would not be the same. Pitino's presence and wit and glib nature, it's just elevated this a million times.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Steve is in Manhattan. What's up, Steve?
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Bear with me, my voice. I was at the game Saturday night. before I make my point, BT, did you happen to notice towards the end of the second half the two women getting in a brawl behind the basket?
I saw it on social media. I did not see it during the game.
Well, I saw it on social media.
Yeah, that's my friend John's wife.
Is she still in jail, or did she get out yet?
No. They actually moved the girl down to courtside. Anyway, I'm a St. John's grad, and I have two girls that go to Auburn, so I have the SEC perspective. I was dead wrong on Pitino. I didn't think it was going to work, but I'm happily.
Why didn't you think it was going to work? I'm just curious, Steve. That's interesting. Why didn't you think it was going to work? Guy's won everywhere he's been as a coach. What would make you think it's not going to work?
Listen, I'm glad I was wrong. I thought he got old, and I just thought it was played out. But I couldn't be more wrong. He's unbelievable. He's such a motivator. I think St. John's needs to make it to the Sweet 16. And, you know, they can't lose the first game. If they lose the second game to an SEC team or to Kansas, you know, so be it. But the Sweet 16 would be just an unbelievable capper on the year.
Would you say, BT, and thank you for the call, Steve, say the consensus you think would be Sweet 16?
I do.
I am a little surprised.
The realistic majority. Of course, you're going to get to, got to get to the Final Four.
Okay.
I think you take a large swath of St. John's fans, and if they're really, truly honest, you're encapsulating everything from the first game to now. You get to the Sweet 16. You got the Sweet 16 banner hanging in Corteseca. It just kind of accelerates things. You know they're going to crush the portal. You think they got players last year.
I know. Wait till
My God. Wait till you see what they do now.
See, here's the thing. If they had, like, I think the expectation coming into the year regardless was NCAA tournament berth and probably a win in the first round anyway, right?
I think that's a pretty fair depiction of what most people were thinking.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. And probably like on the higher end, of course, at least get in and win the first round. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
But because of the way that they emerged and consistently dominated throughout and then finished, like if they would have lost in the Big East tournament, then I would be like, okay, no big deal, Big East tournament. Like it sucks you didn't win it, but now just go win a couple of tournament games. The way that the regular season went and the Big East tournament, I just, coming from where they came from in year two with the no expectations, I get the fans will eventually get to where I would be at. And obviously, like, if they lost that first game, it's going to be a disaster. I just don't think they could be ripped for it because of the great regular season and tournament that they had so far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, rip is strong. No. I certainly not rip them. I got to tell you, I heard a lot, listened to the station a lot this weekend, even coming over from the games both nights. And a couple of callers jumped out. I don't even know names, right, where they were from. But it was a bit of a theme. And, you know, Mike Rapoli's very visible. You know, $4 million, I think, contribution to the NIL fund. St. John's has one of the higher funds in the country. But I think it's patently offensive. And this is a small group of people who say this, but patently offensive to label this team, and Rick addressed this, and I'm so happy he did, as just a product of money. You know, first of all, a couple of facts. Zuby was playing about 5 minutes a game, not averaging 5 points, playing about 5 minutes a game for Kansas. Rick said, this kid could help me, come here, turned him into a star.
Yeah, we could develop him.
Correct. RJ Lewis had no major offers. He was at UMass. Rick said, I think this kid's going to be an NBA player. Big East player of the year. Eventually he's going to be in the NBA, maybe this year, late first round, we'll see. And those two players are not making a lot of money relative to, you know, somebody like Kadari Richmond, who is, you know, starting to get into that $1 million territory. Like, I kind of know, and I'm going to leave it at that. I know the neighborhood of what all these players are making, and I'm not going to divulge it, but I can promise you, outside of Kadari, who's very, very high, and he should be, the players that have had a lot, Aaron Scott, what do you think Aaron Scott's making? $1 million? He's not. But Rick identified him as a 3-and-D guy.
Even Rick's underpaid.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. He might be the most.
Yeah.
But you know who's really underpaid? The announcers. Let's go for what it is. I mean, but basically getting the same rate here for 10 years. Let's go. I'm not kidding. I'm not. I wish I was. The point is, I just think it's unfair. St. John's is not doing anything that other teams aren't doing. Other teams, I think, what about the oil money for some of the A&Ms and the Texases and all these schools? Where is that money coming from? How much of it's legit? All right, so just because St. John's has a front man in Rapoli who is visible and, you know, very out there in terms of, you know, doing interviews, and I love Mike, but, you know, some people say, oh, a little bit too much. Nonsense, dude. This is the way college basketball goes right now. These are the rules. You adhere to them. St. John's is better than most because they got Rick and they got money. Deal with it. It's about time.
I'm with you that I don't think this is a product of money and money alone. But even if it were, who cares?
That's true.
All
who
the teams
cares?
Can do it. All right. We got into some, like, I know you like the start time Thursday night. What about the draw, the bracket? We'll get into that when we come back and continue the conversation with the calls as well.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?